Dave on Today FM. That's Ed Sheeran's Perfect. You can text us on 087-4100-102, WhatsApp on the same number, and if you like Snapchat, and we're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat.
We were talking earlier on about to Eric and Tralee, who came up with his own game in their family about getting points every time someone says Christmas in one of the TV ads. Funny, some of the little games that we play. Aaron in Meath says, one of me and the sister's favourite games was to guess contestants' occupation on Weakest Link.
Oh, wow. Because I got around to start and go, I'm Aaron from Shitwell and I work in IT.
So it was 9 people quickfire job game.
That's a great game. Very good. I like that, Aaron.
Yeah, you can share yours with us, 087-4100-102.
And Nikki did share it with us a text and we decided we had to ring Nikki back. Nikki, you're on one hell of an adventure today.
How's it going, lads? Yeah, I'm a bit of a long journey today, yeah.
Tell everyone where you're going.
I left Belfast at 6:30 this morning. I'm on my way to Limerick. I'm not too far from there now. I'm picking up a pygmy hedgehog for my son's birthday. He turned 7 on Monday, and I'm making a bit of a stop off in Fetter, County Tip to have some lunch with my mother, and then I'm back up to Belfast again this evening.
Wow, so how many miles is that round trip?
Yeah, around 500, I'd say. I didn't check it exactly, but thereabouts.
500 miles for a pygmy hedgehog. What is a pygmy hedgehog, apart from a small hedgehog?
Well, it's, I suppose, it's a cute new pet that's doing around at the minute. My wife saw something online there a few months ago and thought they were very cute and showed one to my son Arthur. And, they kind of fell in love. So he doesn't know he's getting it.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he's in school now, is he?
He's in school.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
He won't hear this, but okay. Yeah, he'll be very excited when he gets it. We've a few dogs and everything in the house, so he loves the animals and all. So.
I've just googled pygmy hedgehog. Oh my god, the cuteness is off the charts.
Are they prickly or furry?
I think they're prickly, but they're kind of they like to be handled as long as they're not being handled roughly, you know. So they only. The spikes only come out if they feel threatened, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have seen pictures of them in there. They probably didn't know they were the pygmy ones, but they're the ones that fit inside the palm of your hand and their legs kind of seem to go inside the wall of their bodies and they're kind of all just scrunched up. They're amazing looking things.
Yeah, very cute, very cute. So looking forward to seeing them myself now. So I'm sure Arthur's going to be very excited when he gets it tonight.
Do you keep them in a cage?
I'm not really sure. It's kind of in a box.
You better find out.
My wife is the one who done most of the research here, so I'm just the one sent to get it.
You're just the courier.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, fair play to you. I'm sure he will appreciate the fact that you drove 500 miles to bring home a pygmy hedgehog. And do you think he has a name yet, or will that happen later?
Yeah, he'll pick something later, but I don't know. I was talking to my wife about that last night. I have no idea what he might call it. I'll text you on Monday and let you know.
Why don't you do what my two daughters did in their Montessori when they were asked to name the hamster? They called the hamster Hedgehog. So you could call the hedgehog Hamster.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could put it out to the listeners, but he will end up being called Hedgehog Mac Hedgepace. Yeah. So, but anyway, you could call him Dave. He's a bit prickly from time to time.
Oi. Nikki, happy birthday to Arthur.
Thanks very much. You'll be delighted to hear that.
And because you're doing a 500-mile round trip, we figure there's only one tune we can play for you. A bit of Proclaimers now, all right?
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
All right, Nikki, drive safely. See you later.
Nikki, bye.
It's Today FM with Dermot and Dave, Texas, 087-4100-102. When I wake up.